A reading of The Redemption of Thinking by Rudolf Steiner. This is Appendix 3 on Gundi Shapur, based referencing page 48 of this book. The Athenian philosophers, who were cast out by Justinian, were welcomed by Khosrau I, who lived from 531 to 578, at his Academy of Gundi Shapur in Persia, which he had modeled on the Great Academy at Alexandria. The same curriculum was followed, and a vast body of knowledge was gradually accumulated. Teachers were gathered from the Syriac-speaking schools of the Nestorian Church, Edessa and Nisiblis, and learning from the Monophysite Church, which was in close touch with Alexandria, was also bestowed. In the 8th century, the wealth and power of Harun al-Rashid procured Greek manuscripts, many of which were medical, from the Roman Empire. And these were translated into Syriac and Arabic. An association had been formed with the Academy of the, quote, Abbasid court when it was established nearby at Baghdad, and when Harun al-Rashid and his ardently pro-Greek minister Jafar ibn Barmak, a Persian from Maur in Khorasan, sought for scholars to aid in their mission of Hellenizing Persian and Arab subjects. They drew many from this rich source. The luster of the court itself was also enhanced by the presence of learned men from Gundi Shapur. So strong was the Abbasid desire for a brilliant culture that the victor of the poetic contests received 100 pieces of gold, a horse, an embroidered caftan, and a lovely slave. It was in the scientific realm, however, that Gundi Shapur excelled, and it was mainly from this center that Greek science passed to the Arabs. Footnote, Delasio Leary, How Greek Science Passed to the Arabs. The school of medicine was much to the fore at Gundi Shapur, and had been established before the time of Khosrau. Medical knowledge was derived through many different channels, notably Alexandria and India. Greek medical science passed through Alexandria to India, and returned after being worked upon by Indian students. Gundi Shapur had an observatory, where Indian material also appears to have been received. Translators of astronomical works came from Marwa, where Harun al-Rashid had been educated, and which was a city of Buddhist and Mazdaean connection. Khorasan, in all probability, furnished further mathematical and astronomical lore. In the magnificent structure of knowledge built up by the Muslim world, Neoplatonism had considerable influence, but Aristotle held the central place. His available works were seized upon with avidity, and though there was a tendency to interpret them with a Neoplatonic nuance, books 4 through 6 of the Aeneids of Plotinus were indeed attributed to him and were included in, quote, the theology of Aristotle, close quote. The interest was at first chiefly in the logical treatises. The result of this study was, quote, a logical outcome of the influence of Aristotle, who before all else was a patient observer of nature, and was, in fact, the founder of modern science, close quote. The synthesis made was incomplete, and it was curiously colored. Further works of Aristotle became known later to the Arabs, and from Asian Aristotelianism, one powerful influence in particular passed from Spain to France through the work of the Mohammedan Spanish philosopher Averroes, who lived from 1126 to 1198, arousing violent controversy. His commentaries were familiar to Albertus Magnus, whose encyclopedic mind was well stored with the corpus of Arabic learning. Thus, when the battle was joined in the schools of Paris between the followers of Averroes and Thomas Aquinas, the angelic doctor fought on ground well reconnoitred by his master, and primarily to these two early Dominicans, whom Dante placed together among the great lovers of wisdom in the heaven of the sun, was due the victory of capturing Aristotle for the church. And to Thomas fell the task of establishing, in the teeth of Asian Alexandrianism, the belief in the personal immortality of man. In the year 1253, under papal authority, two chairs in the University of Paris were established for the study of Aristotle. The end of Appendix 3 on Gundi Shapur.